In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. I don't know if I should admit this to you, but I really haven't known what I was going to talk about today. Because there are three scriptures that are really quite striking. I wasn't really sure which one to approach. So, really, I think I made the decision, as I heard the gospel said, for the Apostle Andrew. And he's in this gospel. He's called the first called, because he was the first of Jesus' disciples. He was originally a disciple of St. John the Baptist, so he was very close to Jesus when Jesus' ministry began. In this gospel, there's a very striking phrase. It's said twice. And if I were to write down the top 10 commands in the gospel or in the scriptures that I follow in my life, that are guides in my life, I would say come and see is among them. Because for me and for the church, I've learned this from the church, I didn't make it up. Life is this constant struggle to know what is true, what is false, and this constant struggle against things that degrade our understanding, that make us see things as they not really are. We have this constant sort of cognitive dissonance in us because of our ignorance and because of our sins. So we don't see things as they are. We don't see the truth of the matter. If we really understood the truth of the matter, we wouldn't be so lackadaisical in our prayer, in our love of our brother, in our coming to the services and our fasting. But we don't see the truth of the matter. We see shadows and figures. Come and see, blast through all of that. Because I know God is. And I know He lives within me. Now, I don't always feel Him as I should because of my sins. But I know He is true. Therefore, I know that He will show me as I am able to see. And so this come and see has been sort of a watchword, a call to arms for me, both as a Christian before I was a priest and especially as a priest. Being a priest is full of times when you have no idea what you're doing and you have no idea what's going to come next. You just know what you should do, and that is pray and come and see. Do what the Lord tells you and expect Him to provide. Christian life is like this. And if you live in this way, then you won't have so much trouble with some of the things that afflict you. I've had various success in getting people to live according to this creed. Sometimes people have passions, and they also don't fast well. And I try to get them the connection that their poor fasting is feeding their inclination to indulge themselves. And they don't always understand it. And I want them to understand I say that if you do this, you will see the benefit. And some then do, and they see the benefit. And others don't, because that benefit is not understood yet. So they don't see it, they can't touch it, they can't feel it. So it's not real to them. Well, in the Christian life, that which we cannot see and touch and feel is real. And so all Christians who live according to faith live according to this command. Come and see. Do what is right, and God will be with you. No matter what the world says, no matter what your passions say, no matter what your limited reason says about a certain situation, that it's going to go this way or that way, you don't know. God knows. So you come and see. This is the way to live, brothers and sisters. This is the way to increase in your faith. You increase your faith by doing something a little bit beyond you, and then it's no longer beyond you. And then you do a little bit more that's beyond you. I do stuff that's beyond me every day. Now, I fail at some of it too. But God is always with me. This is critically important. I hear people that say to me when I tell them to read the scriptures, and you know that I do, so here's the requisite command to read the scriptures that's in every sermon. And they tell me things like, I don't understand it. Well, what kind of reason is that to not read the scriptures? If you believe in God, then you'll believe this command. Come and see, or come and read, and you will understand the scriptures. You pray for someone and nothing's happening. Many times we leave off our prayer because of not seeing results. That's completely disobedient to this command. It doesn't say come and see right away. It says come and see. I think where the scriptures are most powerful, or our understanding of this is most powerful, is when they motivate us to change in a moral way. When they cause us to reconsider the way we're living and to live in a better way. And they give us a certain amount of power inside that, yes, it can be better. We can do this. That's what come and see means to me. I can't see it yet. By definition, if someone says come and see, that means you haven't seen it yet. And the Lord tells me all the time, keep saying your prayers in the morning for everyone. Keep saying that Maleben every week. Keep on with reading the Psalter in the scriptures. Because I'm with you. Things will change. You don't see the change now, but it's happening even before your eyes. You just don't have the vision to see it yet. That's what come and see means to me. That's why I beg you, every time I see you, to read the scriptures, to read the gospel. Because these words are words of great hope to me. I don't like it that I don't see things as they are. Do you? I don't like that. That most of the truth is dark to me. Of course, God is not dark. God is light. But my eyes are dark. I don't always see him as he is. And I certainly don't see situations as they are. I only see whatever my passions, the filter of my passions allows me to see, and my ignorance. And ignorance is not necessarily a passion. It's just human weakness. So those two things, my human weakness, my ignorance, and my passions are the filter by which I see everything. But with God, there is no filter. He sees everything as it is. And that's what we should have someday, what we will have someday. There's that question that was asked by Nathanael in this scripture. Can anything good come out of Nazareth? And the answer, come and see. So when you see things in a certain way, know that almost always you're wrong. It is not that way. In fact, I would go so far as to say, in anything that we see, we never apprehend the whole truth of the matter because of our weakness. Things are never as they seem. Only God is as he is. Everything else is a phantom. Even our own view of ourselves, whether it's highly inflated or highly degraded, neither one is true. God knows the truth about things. So there's many Nazareths in our life. And the only answer when you have a Nazareth in your life, that is something that appears to be unchanging or negative or horrible, since Nazareth was a city of bad repute. When you have Nazareth in your life, there is only one way out of that way of thinking. And that is the command, come and see. And so in practical terms, it means pray when you don't feel like praying. And when you don't feel anything when you pray. Love your enemy when it certainly doesn't seem to afford you any advantage. In fact, great disadvantage. Come to church even when you don't really feel so much different than when you come out and your feet just hurt. Come and see. You should be fasting now and fasting for a purpose. Not just because the church says to do it. That's the dumb reason to fast. That's just a legalistic reason. You should fast because of the understanding the church has about fasting. It's about if you try to conquer yourself in this small thing about what kinds of food you eat, then the Lord will strengthen you to conquer these things that are well beyond you. such as to love all men, to have chastity in your heart, to have peace in your heart. You don't believe this? You know the answer to that. Come and see. With expectation. Just a little while ago, we talked about, or at least read the gospel, I didn't concentrate on it, about the daughter of Jairus. Jairus was the synagogue leader. He comes to the Lord and says, heal my daughter. He says, I will. And he goes, but he's delayed because he heals the woman with the issue of blood. And during that delay, the daughter dies. The slave comes and says, don't trouble the master anymore. The daughter's dead. But the Lord says, basically, come and see. And so they go. Can you imagine what was in Jairus' heart? He knew his daughter was dead, and yet he was going with the Lord for her to be arisen. Probably there was a part of him that believed and a part of him that didn't believe. But fortunately, the part that did believe kept him to see. And of course, she arose at the Lord's command. This is the way you must live your life, brothers and sisters. With this confidence that the Lord will show you the way to live. He will bring things to pass that you couldn't imagine would come to pass. I'm sure you all have Nazareths in your life. I sure have a bunch. And when I'm weak, I let the negative thoughts get a hold of me, and I don't pray as I should, or I distract myself. But when I'm just a little bit stronger, then I heed these words. I do what I'm told. I pray. I fast. Anybody that comes and crosses my path, I figure that they're sent by God and I do something about him. Because the Lord has said, you give a cup of water to the little one, you'll have your reward. That's basically another kind of promise like come and see. So brothers and sisters, live this way. Live with this understanding that most of what you know, you don't know. Maybe that's not grammatically correct, but I think you know what I mean. We think we know things. We don't. God knows. We think we see things as they are. They aren't. But we know one thing. God is, and he abides within us. The epistle to the Colossians, which I won't be able to talk about today because of time, goes into that in great detail. I was going to talk about that until I heard Father Nicholas proclaim, come and see. And the words were like a thunderbolt. And my heart felt warm. And I felt this confidence. God's going to make things happen in my life. Do you have that confidence too? If you have even a small amount, even a tiny amount of confidence, then obey what the Lord is commanding here. Come and see. Live the Christian life. Fast and pray. Love your enemy. Read the gospel even though you don't understand it yet. And the Lord will fill you. And the Lord will make things come to be that you cannot imagine. So let's obey this command, you and I. Let's obey the command to come and see. God bless you.